This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a special broadcast from Broad on Joy 94.9.
I'm gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life. I'm a warrior queen with passion in me tonight.
And you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Broad. Broad would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands that we broadcast from,
the Kulin Nation and pay respect to all Kulin elders, women from the past, present, and those women who will be our future elders. We'd also like to acknowledge with respect the traditional owners of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lands we broadcast to, and pay respect to all elders and women elders from all clans and nations, past, present, and future. So welcome to Broad. Here we are. It's July the 11th. We're racing through quite incredibly busy and very... Well, in Australia and around the world, it's been a very tense, interesting, and yet fraught with danger for some people in our community. I'd like to dedicate this show tonight to Black Lives Matter and also to some of the women that would like to acknowledge. There are a lot of them. I couldn't go through all the list, but one in particular, Diamond Reynolds. Naturally, she's probably not listening because she's somewhere in Minnesota, I believe, but she's a survivor, and certainly all power to her. And other black women in the United States right now, and to black women globally, and what's happening in the US. We certainly don't condone any revenge or violence, but it's not a very healthy time in our global history. So all power to her. If you get a chance to go to the Broad Facebook page, we did put her statement online there that she did hours after the murder of her partner. Earlier in this last week. So, yes, that's a heavy thing to say this time of night. But, yeah, it's been quite an intense week. And thankfully, we've had something light and beautiful, and that was Kate Bush doing Wuthering Heights. The studio version, apparently. There are several. There's the outdoor version. There's the in-studio version. There's the Top of the Pops versions. There's probably countless of other covers and copies and everything. But to help me go Bush on Broad tonight on Joy, we have some wonderful guests. We've got Kathy Stevens. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And if only people could, if I could Periscope now, we all know what that is, don't we, social media people, you would see Kathy Stevens is looking
very bushy.
Very bushy. Very red and bushy. But everybody's fine. We've also got Adam Francis. Welcome as well.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you. And Douglas Leach.
Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's all your fault.
Oh, it is all my fault.
This Bush extravaganza.
Yes.
Going Bush and Broad. Yes, so we're going to look at Kate Bush tonight and something very special happening this week. Tell us about that. Who wants to go? Who wants to start?
Maybe I will, see.
Yes.
I kick-started all randomly to some extent. About a year ago, I stumbled on YouTube 300 Kate Bushes that Shambush in the UK had done. Shambush, a theatre group, women's theatre group in the UK, had coordinated 300 Kate Bushes in Brighton in 2013. Had a good laugh, shared it amongst our friends, and coming home from a outdoor festival one night, I saw that Berlin had organised the most Wuthering Heights Day ever. And they had about, I think, about 500 people at that point, and I thought, I think Melbourne needs to do this. So I might have had a couple of drinks, and I set up a Facebook event, and it went kind of berserk within days. It went silly within days.
It did, didn't it?
Roped Adam in. Kathy, of course, came along. And what was really wonderful is that Georgie Sorda from Shambush is in Melbourne, living in Melbourne, and she helped us set it up.
Wow.
And the woman who's doing it in Berlin is from Melbourne. So it's got a real Melbourne connection.
That's
this
really
whole thing, it's meant to be.
Isn't that
it's
strange?
Meant to be.
Do you think that's odd? I think that's a bit.
Well, I think so.
In a good way.
Yeah.
But so, look, it's happening. You're expecting more than 300, aren't you,
Adam? Yes, we do, Sonia. We currently have 883 people registered on the day.
Whoa.
We're expecting probably as many more to roll up unregistered.
Unregistered. Yeah. Dangerous.
Unregistered. We'll get
Bush.
Them. That's right. The other interesting statistic is there's over 600 or 700 people have bought replica Kate Bush outfits.
How do you know that?
Well, there is a lady, Catherine, who decided that it would be great if everybody looked the part. And
yes,
she put up a, now was it a Facebook page?
Possible.
Arrangement. And within 20 days, I think she had over 800 expressions for outfits. Wow. So 650 of those got sold here in Melbourne alone, and others have gone overseas for the other worldwide events on the same day.
Right. So, are these all tagged, like they've been tracked on GPS or something? These runaway bush dresses?
Yeah.
No, but they are fairly notable.
They are very notable. And we had how many in costume tonight? 8 or 10?
Yeah, there'd be about 10 that came tonight. Yeah. A lot of people, even before the costumes were sent out, people tried their best to dress up like Kate because everyone loves
Kate. Oh, because you've been rehearsing.
Kate.
You've come fresh from the bush, fresh from the...
bush rehearsals,
all
yes.
the way from Yarraville tonight.
Wow, what yes. is it about Yarraville? I mean, it's just
we've done how many at Thornbury, Kathy?
Done two at Thornbury, and I think Yarraville as well. It's just got the right people there. They're a bit hip, but they're a bit cool. They're very bush, and people they really encompassed it, and they were just loving it tonight, laughing and spinning, as you do.
Spinning.
Yeah.
Yes, and licking the hand.
Licking
How did the hand look?
People.
We still don't know why. We don't know why.
It's bizarre.
Has anyone asked? Yeah. Is there any interviews out there? Why do you lick your hand, Kate? I don't think so.
But you know what? People love it.
They do.
As soon as you say, okay, mime, now lick your hand.
They love it.
Everyone just loves it.
Is there a right or wrong way to lick the hand?
Well, there's a...
A lot of tongue.
It's the right hand to lick, which is the left hand.
It's the right. Ah, right. I mean left.
Yeah, so, but no, people just love pretending to lick their hand, and who knows why? Why?
Look, when it comes up to the 40, it'll be the 40 of 2018. That's going to be big.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Isn't it? Like,
are you prompting us to do two more, one in 2017 and 2018?
You need to get started now, judging from what you've been through, because it's been a lot of work.
It's been a lot of work, but there's been a good core group of people all working together to bring it on. Like Kathy's come on with dance instruction, and I don't know what I brought
to it, but I'm here.
Your charm and charisma.
Yeah. Thank you.
It wouldn't happen without you, Adam.
Well,
apparently
I do the music and encouragement. I'm there for encouragement. Yeah.
Now let's get to the music. Let's think. Why Kate Bush? What is about, particularly Wuthering Heights, the song, the red Kate Bush dress, why do you think it appeals after all this many moons?
I think different people have different reasons. A lot of people connect with it differently. I've had people say that they went over to the UK, they read the book, and then they learnt the dance moves themselves by watching video, I think it was at that point.
Yes.
And they come up to tell us their story about how much it changed their life. And then I've got some friends who come up and said they remember just trying to be Kate and dancing in front of the TV, just like Kate. So to be able to bring back those childhood memories, and especially with the spinning and people, you can see it in their faces, it takes them back to a very good
place. Has anybody lost it when they've been spinning? Like...
I think there was almost a bush accident this evening.
A bushfire? That's an accident.
We didn't have any complaints, but I did hear a bit of a in the middle. Hopefully we'll have enough space on Saturday for people to spin freely.
It's about balance. It's a balancing act.
Yeah, I think we all almost topple over, but that's just part of the fun.
And it's an extraordinary career. Kate Bush, I mean, she was 18 when she wrote that, Wuthering Heights.
It was the first self-penned song that was number one by a woman ever.
Ooh, thank you. Yeah.
Which is
I didn't know that, but thank
she's,
you.
She's amazing and probably underrated, I think, or lost in time, even though she's still producing incredibly wonderful music. That song is very unique and special,
which is
why so many people... are getting involved on Saturday.
And it's daft.
And it's a bit daft. And the fact she's the
it's
dancing
very English
style.
And daft. Exactly. Because we don't expect it. Like, there's a field and suddenly there's this crazed-looking woman dancing in a red dress, doing the strangest dance moves. And I guess we have to thank people like one of the big influences she had, Lindsay Kemp, of course, who's famous or infamous for being with David Bowie and helping with the mime. And it's got that mime sort of thing about it. And karate. There's some karate movements or tai chi movements in there too. You know? I'm doing a stupid arm
she's
movement.
She's doing the dance at the desk.
It's really dumb because this is radio.
She's practicing for Saturday, aren't she, Sonia?
And it's very hard not to. There's some great moves in there. There's the rodeo. I love the rodeo. And then, you know, the kicking and the striker pose, I was saying tonight, she kind of seems to go from being a child to a music star to a child to a music star, and you just go on that journey with her. And
I know. Not like the man with a child in his eyes, though. She's not like that, but more of a kick in the side.
Yeah, kick in the side and a bit of a...
she's incredible, and she's just this incredible, you know, icon that's just been there through most of our lives. I think I need a violin concerto now. But I'm sure she's done a violin, one of her pieces.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And what I'm going to play soon is actually this woman's work, because I think that suits. And it's an amazing song. I saw a video recently. I think a lot of people saw it when she was on the Terry Wogan's show back in the... Oh, gosh, testing me now. Was it the late 80s? 93. I think it was 93. So it's nothing like the 80s at all, really. But Sensual World, I believe, that album. And, you know, when I think Hounds of Love would probably be my favourite. But that's hard, because then I want to go back and go back to, you know, Lionheart and all of those ones.
They're all amazing albums.
They are.
She hasn't got a vast catalogue, but they're all magnificent.
They are amazing. Oh.
And this woman's work is particularly beautiful.
Well, let's play that in a moment. This is Broad here on Joy 94.9. Do you have a favourite Bush? Kate Bush, that is. Let us know, 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. You're listening to Joy on 94.9.
Feminism is just something that I feel has always been a part of my life. It's the way that I think and the way that I feel about the world. I recognise that we don't have equality, we aren't treated the same way as women. I think it's a terrible thing for all of us. I think it's a terrible thing for men, and it's a terrible thing for women. And so divided by gender, the result of that, and or maybe the cause of that, is oftentimes that we look down on women and that we see women as lesser or something other, something unusual. So feminism is an important part of the world, to kind of recognise that we don't start out equally, that we have different kinds of privilege and different kinds of reasons that our lives work the way they do.
I'm Bryony Kidd, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
I know you have a little life.
Amazing, amazing. What a crowd. The crowd went crazy over that one. That was This Woman's World, and I'm Sonia here on Broad on Joy 94.9. Amazing song. Actually, I'll be correcting myself. 1989 it came out, the Sensual World album, and this it went to number 25, but it's been redone a few times indeed, and people like Maxwell have redone it. It's been in the Felicity soundtrack, Alias, Party of Five, Seventh Heaven, oh dear, The Vampire Diaries, CSI Crime have even used it. Goodness knows for what. But it is a fantastic song, and I think it's perfect for the show tonight. So, yay. Thank you. Douglas kept his eyes dry.
I did. Douglas I managed Leach. To that time.
And if you're just tuning in, yes, we're going bush here on Broad, but very shortly we will also be talking to something called Beloved Elk, or a Beloved Elk, or two elks in one studio. That's with Tina and Amy. But, of course, we'll wrap it up shortly here with the bush, as you do. And, again, if people could be in the studio to see Kathy Stevens dressed appropriately as the Wuthering Heights bush.
Yes.
Yes. Is there a flower in her hair, though?
There is. Yeah. Yes, there's a flower in her hair. Yeah. And she also has a choker with the three flowers on it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You've paid attention. I haven't, clearly. So what is happening? It's this Saturday. Let's go over that again. Douglas?
Well, Adam might be best to talk. As MC of the day, he can talk.
What does that mean? What do you have to do?
I'm helping Kathy.
Adam's getting the crowd
going. We're getting the crowd warmed up and get them into it. So that's what I'm going to be there for. 12:30 kickoff at Domain, for 1 o'clock. Yeah. We have got the Real Hot Bitches. They're going to be on stage
to
do.
I think they're going to be the Real Hot Bushes.
The Real Hot Bushes, they've changed their name for the day. They're going to get up and get everybody warmed up and nimble and ready to do the moves. So they'll have a bit of a go, and then Kathy and I will call out the steps and edge through it bit by bit. So so nobody needs to be afraid of not knowing the dances or the dance moves. Right, we're going to take them through it. Take
Until
their hand
right.
yes,
and take them through
are,
it gently.
Adam.
That's right.
We are
Kathy. Yes, she does a great job.
Yeah. But some of the song isn't gentle, though, is it? Like, it's she's pulling something visible.
There's pulling the rope, and there's
tug of war, and then she goes skating, and then she's at a rodeo. Well,
she hands out food, she does the Macarena.
And the licking of the hand.
Licking of the hand.
She goes on a bit of a train ride.
Yeah, ice skating. It's amazing. It's a great journey. It really is a great journey.
And everyone's welcome to come along. That's what's good. That's what's best about it. All ages.
And that's, you just touched on all ages. It's interesting, the classes that we've held have been all ages, not just those 80s childs or 70s childs. It's their children as well.
So
it's
will there
been
be
fantastic.
Little Bush as well?
There's Little Bush. There's going to be Hairy Bush, as Bearded Bush.
There might be prizes, you see.
Yes.
There might be prizes on the day.
So what's happening with that?
Best bush. Bearded bush.
Bearded bush. Furthest travelled bush.
Yeah. Oh, bush from afar?
Bush from afar. Yeah. We've got people coming from interstate to join us in Melbourne.
Have we had anybody overseas yet saying that they might come all the way from...
There's so many happening around the world. Because it's happening around the world in about 30 different cities at the same day.
Oh, my goodness.
Melbourne being where we are, I think
Wellington
might be beating us, pipping us at the post.
Really?
Those New Zealanders.
What about Chatham Islands? There's bush over there, isn't there? Bush.
I don't know.
But it's interesting because a lot of the events, not all of them, but there are quite a few in the Southern Hemisphere. Considering population, when you looked at, there was a chart that you put on the other day with Berlin and the UK and quite a few Southern Hemisphere nations.
There should be a world record for this, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And Melbourne.
You think the Melbourne...
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we're going to win.
Hands down.
We're going to win.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Not that we're competitive, but we are going to win.
By registration,
it seems to be the biggest, by far the biggest number.
Absolutely.
So far.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and there's also an after party as well. That
yes, you might want to touch on that.
Oh, yes. What's the after party?
Well, let me get the information on that.
While you're doing that, can I also just mention through our Facebook page, we do have a $4 registration, which is to cover costs.
Yes.
It's not for profit. Anything that is left over and surplus will be given to the charity Safe Steps.
Yes, we've had them on before, Safe Steps. So
yeah, so...
Domestic violence. Yes,
correct. So any of the money, Kathy and I have been charging people to come do the dance, learn the dance moves, and any money that's left over on the day. And we will be asking for donations, just a gold coin for those that haven't registered.
Okay. Yet. So where can people go? Is there any last minute...
get on to yes. Look, if they
there's a Facebook page, most Wuthering Heights Day ever, Melbourne official page. There you can see the Glitter Glam Ball Wuthering Heights after party as well. Funds raised from that will also be going to Safe Steps as well, because and that's in Brunswick. But everything is on our Facebook page essentially. Cool.
And we do have one more practice session.
We do, yes.
Our last one coming up this Thursday in Thornbury. So if there are any bushes out there that just want to go that extra mile.
Northern bush.
Run up that
northern
hill.
Northern bush, yes.
Running up that hill, you know. Yeah. Don't give up. That's what you've got to say.
That's
to
right.
Don't give up.
Correct.
It might be heavy people, but you've just got to keep going and do your babushka. So for summer, you're going to do a babushka version of this?
Well, it's costume. She goes from
there's swords involved in that, so you may not be able to.
We might public liability insurance. Yeah. We mightn't stretch so far.
Might stab someone in the eye by mistake.
And you need a double base as well between your
thighs.
Thighs.
Well, I'm sure Adam and Kathy will be up for it.
Yeah,
if anyone
not?
Can do it, if everyone's crazy enough. Well, look, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Going bush on Broad. Thanks very much, Douglas, Adam and Kathy.
Thank you so much.
When
you.
I'm looking at you, Kathy, I'm thinking of bush.
Take me to a place. Thank you. I hear that all the time.
I bet you do. But after Saturday, at least it'll stop, hopefully. You know, you can dry clean dress and, hang it up for another day.
She looked great walking down Bourke Street dressed like that.
Yes.
Oh, it was like the 70s all over again.
There's going to be 2,000 of them wandering around Melbourne on Saturday. It'll be great.
What if someone turned up in a Princess Leia New Hope outfit with the bangs? Would you accept that to do the bush dance?
She'd be up the back.
Well, maybe. Whatever that means.
At the rear of the crowd, maybe. No.
But what if she's got a lightsaber? She could use. She could lick the lightsaber.
She's winning now if she's got the lightsaber.
And that's, it's all about interpretation. We're having fun with the dance.
That's right.
And some people take it very seriously, and that's great.
Yes.
They can kick high. I can't, but.
It's a kick inside that counts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much
for coming and speaking to us here on Broad on Joy 94.9.
Hi, we're the Girl Freeders, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
I missed the Broad.
Oh, that's
dang it. Again. Sorry.
Do it again.
Hi, we're the Girl Freeders, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
So I go to holy to me wide. I raise my voice until you cry. When will I be a better person? I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm made out of stone. Shout, scream back, oh no, 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 no. Why do you want me with you? Sometimes I think sometimes I think I'm not
This is Sonia on Broad here on Joy 94.9. And thanks to Douglas and Adam and Kathy. Kathy, she was doing the lick your hand and we were going bush here on Broad. We're now doing something a bit different. We're going all animal. Well, elk maybe. Beloved elk we have in the studio. We've got Amy and Tina. Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, they did that in unison. That was perfect. Thank you. And that was your track. It's called Made Out of Glue. I hope I got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. So this is the most recent single from the album?
Yeah, it's the second most recent. Yeah, so it's the most recent EP that we put out.
Who is Beloved Elk? Well, it's you two. But what is Beloved Elk about?
What we're about? We're a two-piece guitar, drum, synthy kind of band. Moody and
ambitious.
Ambitious.
Moody, ambitious.
Yeah. Light and dark and grungy.
Right. Dirty. No, not dirty.
Dirty.
Grimy. No, grungy. Yeah. Lo-fi, would you say? Lo-fi?
Just chuck it in there. We're kind of like,
I like DIY. Size.
Yeah.
Which ends up as lo-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the lot with anchovies and everything else. Mm. Small size pizza.
Right, yeah. Pizza of sounds.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Sound pizza.
Just everything.
Don't try and put a pizza in a CD player, though. It won't work. I've tried that once. Mm-hmm. With the early CDs were quite big, you know. Yeah. And I thought, can a pizza be played? Can you laser a pizza? And no. Ooh. But all you right. can ruin a CD player.
Sure. As long as the pizza was okay at the end of it.
I was a bit, yeah, a bit unedible. But I think I had a housemate who didn't care and ate it anyway.
But 3 days later, went to play a CD and go, oh, this is almost as good.
Bit cheesy. Cheesy music. This is not cheesy music. You see how I did that? This is not cheesy music.
Segue.
It's made out of glue. No, it's really good. So... as far as you identify as women, I take it.
Mm.
Cool. And as such, what's the influence here? Other women artists, other musicians that are female or not? See, I really prepared tonight.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think my guitar playing and my vocal style and things are mostly influenced by male artists, I guess.
Okay.
But I think performance and values and things, female artists would be more influential.
Who would be someone who
I think when I first
out.
Started performing, Dresden Dolls was like a big influence.
Oh, cool. Yep.
Just in terms of boldness. And I really love Tegan and Sarah as well. They kind of like give me wimpy pride.
And they've evolved so much, haven't they?
Like, yeah,
it's like watching them grow up, you know, 12, 15 years, I suppose. I could be wrong here.
Yeah.
But I think I came across them, 2002 or something, and it's been...
Oh, that was their peak.
Oh, that's dear, peak. I wouldn't say that to them. But, yeah, no, it's really fascinating to watch duos and how they work. And so as a duo, as well as two people working together musically, how long have you been doing that process?
Okay, well, we've been jamming together for a really long time. So many, 6 years, I want to say, but the two-piece band, about three.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So we tried a lot of things. Like we had a five-person band, and yeah, and then we just decided less was more about 3 years ago.
Less is more. Or we just got rid of them, you know, like.
Well, yeah, like, you know. Like logistics, you know.
So who plays practical. What? What do you play?
Me. I play the drums and the synth and attempt to do backing vocals.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
That's me.
That's you.
Amy, what do you do?
Yes.
Me. I play guitar and I sing lead vocals. And sometimes I do little loops and things like that.
Little loops.
Oh, like guitar loops and things like that. Like I use a few pedals and...
Ah, right. Yeah, you guys trained or are you DIY, do-it-yourself, self-taught?
Self-taught. Blink 182 covers when I was 14 or something. And
wow.
We're both pretty much self-taught.
Yeah, self-taught. I was playing drums throughout high school and stuff, so been playing drums for about 12 years now, but in terms of DIY stuff, the guitars and bass are DIY for sure, and that's what I do in the recording process, I guess. The live element is just drums and kind of got my performance experience throughout high school and a lot of gigs, I guess.
So you've performed a lot live, and what is that like? Do you really enjoy it, or do you get really scared, nervous?
Definitely don't get scared. Sometimes I get frustrated, but mostly enjoy it. It's my favorite part of the band life, I think, is playing live, because it's always different, I think, and it can be really challenging. I don't like to do the same set over and over. I like to just sort of gauge the audience, like a couple of songs in, and try to shape things around that.
A bit jazz like. I mean, you know, like interpreting.
Yeah, like improv-y, I guess. Yeah.
The mood, the crowd.
Yeah, we're the very stage. We're very moody on stage, so it's kind of like if it's a really fun night, we can be silly, but then it can go the other way.
Yeah, it depends on my mood as well. I don't know, I find that playing drums is a very a performative and very, I guess, it's a visual thing. And so I like to act up if I'm, if I'm being silly, I like to act up and just kind of monkey around the drum kit. If I'm feeling a bit sad and blah, I kind of...
Yeah, you don't get that, I guess, with DJs and stuff like that, you know, whatever we think of that type of thing. It's... Yeah, you don't have to be like that, I suppose. Some of the technology doesn't really say, hey, this is physical, physical, you know.
It can be restrictive. Like when we became a two-piece band, we were like, okay, so how do we fill out the sound? And it was always like, no, we're never going to add a laptop, because I felt like that was going to take away the thing that made us special, like, because it was going to lock us into something.
Yeah. It's going to keep you that.
Yeah.
Kind of limits a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
But for our genre anyway.
I'm not a musician, I don't know. But I am going to ask you about the... this is the earlier album.
That was our
beloved
first
one. Peace Offering. Tell me about a track that I should play. What do you recommend for tonight?
Definitely the first one.
Beehive? Any reason?
It just was one of those songs that happened by accident and... Mm-hmm. Worked, and then we didn't realize why it worked until after it was already recorded. We're like, oh, that was just like a really manic, sort of panicked in love. panic.
Like, you know, people say beehive of activity.
Yeah.
You know, or you've got your brain's like a beehive or something like that.
It's kind of like, you know, when people say about like fluttering of butterflies when you're like falling in love.
Yeah.
But it's like, the threatening and menacing of that, like the menacing version of that.
So it's like if butterflies were caught in a beehive.
Yeah.
Oh no, little butterflies get stung. Trust me to think of that. Oh, yeah. I've watched too many horror films. clearly. This is Broad here on Joy 94.9 with Beloved Elk. We're with Tina and Amy. More of that soon, and we'll be listening to what's going on in the Beehive in a moment here on Joy.
This ain't no joke. Y'all tired dicks just want a Viagra poke. Dude, this is about life and death, about a community that's a wreck. And you want to sit here and talk about how women behave? Fool, we trying to free these slaves. Slaves to the madness, slaves to this violence. And what, you just want us to silence? We gonna make sure these fools put down these guns and stop thinking that this craziness is fun. You see, we women, we understand that life is about more than polishing your knobs. Saving lives, that's our job. It's about bringing an end to this strife and giving the hood the true meaning of life.
This is Broad on Joy 94.9. That ended quite suddenly, didn't it? It was Beehive, but it was a good hive. And I'm with Beloved Elk. I'm with Tina and Amy here in the studio at Broad. We've been going bush at Broad, but now we're going beehive at Broad. And talking to these two awesome women about their music. That was from the first first album, I think. What's it called? Peace Offering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. I liked the way it just went off like that and then stopped.
Yeah.
Caught me by surprise. Thanks for the warning.
Not ideal for radio, but yeah.
Perfect. No, let's have a talk about something called Sad Girls Club and some of the feminists that will be there. I believe it's going to be quite an event.
It's going to just be like crawling with feminists.
Crawling.
Yeah, Sad Girls Fest is a festival put on by a Sydney group called Sad Girls Club. Or Sad Girls Club. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of R's.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're a feminist group that put on gigs and are really focused on putting on really safe spaces for live music and also encouraging trans artists and...
cool. Mm.
Yeah, and especially, yeah, female and trans artists. So they've broadened it and they're coming to Melbourne to do a big one-day festival that we get to play on. That's happening in Footscray. So that's going to happen on the 1st of October, which is nice and easy to remember.
It seems but ages away, but it'll be
it
here.
Does
like,
seem, it is ages away, but then...
Like that, yeah. Like finger popping, woo, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm still really excited about it, though. Mm. Yeah, and it's a good group, yeah, putting it on. They've just got the best bands on the bill, like Camp Cope and Jala and, yeah.
And why is it called Sad? Sorry, why
yeah.
is it sad?
Well, why is it sad, Girls Club? I think it's kind of around emotional music, you know. It's I mean, most of the bands on the bill are kind of alternative rocks.
Slash electro. You
know. Yeah, a bit of electro, but a lot of angst and things. So it's not like, I guess if you had like Riot Girl movement stuff early 90s, this is kind of just... Like, oh, this is
sad, after
emotional
the writing.
Stuff. Mm. Yeah, this is the pondering after.
This is the hangover club. Yeah. After the riot's gone down.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad's very in at the moment, you know. It's very hip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think we need any more sadness. But yeah, no, maybe. Sad is part of happiness too.
Mm.
And you need both, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. You've got to have both. And you've got to interchange them where you can be happy, sad, and... you know, the light and the dark.
Momentarily content in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think that's the thing about people who are creative like yourselves. You can move in and out of these realms, you know, and the rest of us sort of like going, please help. So throw us a song that makes us feel in a certain way, or make a song, or produce a song, or we hear something that musicians make. And I think for women musicians, it's all women artists, composers, whatever they're called, people who make sounds sound good. Mm. I think it's underrated, you know, that for women artists, because for me, and I'm raving now, it's really important to hear those different voices too, you know, and... Mm. And to gauge what's going on, because sometimes you feel there's a movement. Is there a movement?
I feel
Did
it
I
right
say
now.
That
yeah,
sarcastically
I, I feel like there's a movement happening right now. I think that female artists are getting really organized right now to support each other in a lot of ways. Because obviously, women have always been working behind the scenes in music as bookers and promoters, and you know all of the things. And now there's just so many. Female artists who are kind of it's kind of like what the Olympics was doing 10 years ago, how all the women were winning the golds, and now we've got artists like Courtney Barnett and
oh god,
Nate
she's
Palmer
just taken off
and
crazy
like
awesome.
And yeah, and people like that in when I think when you're a small-time musician, you see stuff like that happening in like an international scale, it's like yeah, okay, I'm gonna keep pursuing music and I'm gonna do that gig as opposed to not doing that gig. It's just little things like that I think that helps. And it kind of snowballs. Mm. So you get, like, a lot of these kind of festivals happening at the moment and, you know, specifically queer labels and specifically queer...
Is there... yeah, so you're talking about this label off air, Listen Records.
Yeah.
That's a really good feminist one. Are you saying that, you know, that's...
Yeah, well,
solid?
That's a label that sprung off the back of the Listen organisation, which... started up about 2 years ago, sort of in response. Actually, I think it's a really cool story, but it was in response to a kind of like a biography. Oh no, I don't know if you call it a biography, but it was a book written about the underground, like Australian music scene, and it pretty much excluded like 90% of the women that were involved in these scenes.
Oh, okay.
And so, this Listen conversation started in response to kind of the erasure of all these female artists. And so it started, and then all these people came out of the woodwork and started going, yeah, actually, I'm kind of sick of being, you know, invisible and ignored. Yeah. And you know, 2016 in like a published book about the underground music scene. It's like,
gosh,
it's kind of not
we
cool.
Get that book?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is
so yeah, like
book.
The Listen group took off, and then Listen Records happened as an offshoot of that to put out music by female and queer artists. So. And that they're Melbourne based, but they kind of parallel the Sydney Sad Girls Club. Mm. So, it's getting very organised. I'm really excited at the moment about that stuff.
That is cool. Organising is good.
Mm.
It's good to be organised. I would say. You two are looking at each other going,
Yeah, it's great to be organised. It's such a good feeling.
Wow. It is like
even if you don't
up.
Do anything, like wake up, organise your room, and then just sit in it, you're done. There's nothing else
just
you have
look
to
at
do.
It. I just look at my room. I just go, Yeah, I've got to organise that. And then I have a dream about doing it, and then I actually wake up and I haven't done it.
Just,
and I
just sleep
get
more.
Worried about
just
it.
Sleep.
Just
yeah.
go back to sleep. That's what I do, though. Yeah. That's the problem. Then I go back to sleep. And
or
then
write
I
write lists. I like to write lists.
Oh.
Look, list writer.
Post-it notes. The people that make them wrote to me and said, stop. We can't keep up. You're like, stop. I have, you know, I'm so bad. I'm so crazy that I used to keep all my post-it notes. I'm serious. No. I used to catalogue
them. What
about
when you, like, successfully completed it? Or did it go into the good pile? Then I was like, done.
No, I didn't throw it away. No. I had to put those in a different pile, different sticky list. And what happened is I moved house and they all got wet and stuck together. And I cried because all they were was a sticky yellow mass of bleeding ink, and it was like all those ideas
all those
I'd
dreams
had.
And ideas,
damn it!
Just
you know, never write things down on post-it notes when you're really drunk. Okay, it ain't gonna work.
Wow.
Yeah, but we've moved on, and now I'm living out of one suitcase for now. That's good. Well, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god,
that
look
sounds organised. One suitcase
went out the window there. Look, thank you so much for coming on. How can people find you?
Bandcamp,
you know,
Facebook,
internet.
Without stalking. No stalking. Mostly
internet. Yeah. You are internet on the internet.
Smith Street. Just you just went on Smith Street.
What?
Really? Is that the name of it?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
But mostly the internet.
Yeah.
That's where I am most of the time.
Where are you playing next? You've got a gig coming up.
We're supporting a single launch mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
Got one of those coming up. And we're probably going to – we've actually recorded an album that we're going to start to release slowly. So there's probably going to be a launch for that coming up.
Cool.
Well.
When? Mm. Do you know? Not yet. Okay. Mm, we'll ask another time.
The internet. We'll know soon.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's great.
It just knows. Yeah.
And then you've got to decide if you're interested or going to the event. Well, good luck. Just go for it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. There we go. Feminism on the CD, on the internet, and we've got Beloved Elk. Thanks so much, Tina and Amy, for coming into Broad.
Thanks for having
us. We have to go now, very soon. I've got to play a couple of promotions, and then we'll be over to Is Nothing Sacred. I think they're doing some NAIDOC business, so that's cool. Because it still is, technically I think it's still a bit of NAIDOC week to go. So all power to them, and we'll catch you next week with more Broadness on Joy 94.9. Good night, everyone. And don't forget to go bush.
And that was this week's show of Broad on Joy 94.9. Get in touch with us. It's easy to do. Just go to broad@joy.org.au. You can tweet us at broadfem949.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.